Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's a Blossoms Podcast. It's a Blossoms Podcast. It's a Blossoms Podcast. It's a Blossoms Podcast.
Live from Not In A Pub.
Hi!
You alright?
Did anyone feel more Christmassy this week?
No comment.
I don't more feel Christmassy. That's not.
I don't feel that Christmassy for some reason.
Do you not?
No, I mean, I do feel a bit Christmassy, but...
I think when the weather starts getting a bit chillier.
Just crept upon us this year.
I know what you mean.
Like a week away.
I feel like
it?
I fucking blinked and it's like close to Crimbo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like I was like, fucking hell. Mainly for present buying, panicking.
Yeah, I'm, I don't know about you, but I've not started my present buying yet. Like a week before Christmas.
You've not started your present buying?
No, I've not bought anything yet.
Actually
nothing.
My dad used to go and get my mum's present on Christmas Eve. That's class.
You know what,
that's 90s.
When I was younger, 80s. When I was younger, I used to do that.
Did you?
Like when I was, do you know what I mean? When I was like, got like the arm lodge, started getting my own money. I used to, Christmas Eve, just used to go town and blitz it all. Like the worst time, it's dead busy. Like.
Yeah.
I'm going to Trafford Centre after this because I'm hoping I'll beat some sort of mad rush. But.
I'm really organised this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I just blitzed it all.
Really?
Early doors, yeah.
Nice. Nice.
You know, Christmas isn't about the gift, it's about the presents, the friendship, the love.
Christmas isn't about the gift, it's about the presents.
No, Joe. The presents with a C. You're nice. Bastard.
Do you know what? Well done.
That's what I meant. And all,
well done.
You know what I mean?
It's nah, about so the, what? No, if, you're right. It's about the sentiment, isn't it?
When you get older, like, you know what I mean? Mum and Dad, like...
It's
like,
about the dinner.
What do you... Oh, that's fucking true.
Yeah. Shall we put the turkey in?
We shall.
T's cooking my dinner this year.
Mm. My man.
My
Your brother-in-law's.
Now we're brother-in-law's family.
Brothers-in-law.
Emily makes a really nice, like a...
Nut roast.
We buy a nut roast and then we do all the veg and stuff. Emily makes like really nice
vegan turkey.
Vegan turkey, yeah, but she like, she cuts it. Cuts it like turkey and like spice, you know, like rosemary and all that stuff. It's nice. Really nice.
Awesome.
But you know what?
I
you know, like you use love and I know you do Sunday dinner and stuff, but when I ate meat, I didn't really like Sunday dinner. It's one of my most Sunday average dinner. Meals
Whoa,
in my experience.
Don't fucking chat and shit.
You know those people that get, I've never done it, that have a curry for Christmas Day. I'd love
We've
to do
talked about this before.
Everywhere.
Not a fucking chance.
KFC in Japan.
Yeah, that's a big like tradition.
What, for Christmas dinner?
Yeah.
Wow.
They love like fried chicken for Christmas
that's
dinner.
That's fucking class, that.
I remember the thingy telling us that when we were there.
I've not had a KFC for ages.
How was that? Should we do Secret Santa then?
Well, you jump right into
just
it.
Just like, yeah, yeah. Straight get the Christmas so vibe.
How does it work?
Well, we went away, didn't we?
We did.
We picked names in out of a hat, so we all have somebody and we don't know who we've got. We've put them into the presents in a bag.
Sack.
Yep.
And it's a rubble bag from being mixed. Right, let's... Chaz, do you want to...
One's long in there.
Right, okay, fuck it. Let's just get him on the sofa and then let's dish him out.
Josh, do you want to do the honours?
Shh. Yep. Right, one sec.
Josh, you pick them out and just hand the names to each person. It's just easier, isn't it?
Dish them out, right.
Yep,
okay.
Let's go.
So there was a limit of a tenner. Did we all state a limit of a tenner?
Yes.
It was a bit more, I suggest, a bit harder than
it was
I
a bit more hard.
What the fuck? Sorry.
Wow.
So the first one, is a broom.
It's long and thin, with a bulbous end. Charles?
Yeah.
I can't see a name on
that. That's boss.
Is it a kettle?
I know what that is.
It's not got a name on it.
We'll have to take pictures of these.
There'll be a name on it somewhere.
That's a sporting goods.
Pass it in, Josh, jump to have a look.
So there's a long stick which we can't find the name on.
Charlie.
Right, so that's Charlie's.
Charlie!
I wonder what it is. Let me take a picture of it so we can...
Yeah, let's take a picture of each one.
So should we give them all out first?
Yeah.
And then open at the same time? Or should we do one by one?
No, we'll do one by one. And we have to describe it and guess who did it.
I mean, Charlie, can you guess what it is?
Let's wait.
I've got... Because if we admit who's got who, then we'll buy. You get to last person, you'll know who's.
Yeah,
got
no.
It.
So don't.
You should have a discussion. Who you think it is, and talk about it, and then, but don't disclose.
All right, okay.
If it was you or not.
I mean,
so it's in its unwrapped form now.
Did you take a picture and just squish?
Yeah. All right. Okay. Going off the wrapping,
it's a
and the text. I'd go between either Miles or Tom.
Okay.
If you had to guess.
Can you guess what it is?
It's definitely not a candy cane, is it?
Right, can we have the next one out?
Interesting, interesting. Okay, number two.
I know what it is. I mean, I
know what it is.
Shotgun.
I don't actually know. Is it a fucking golf club?
Yeah. Looks like a driver.
It does look like a driver, doesn't it?
I've got wood.
Right, second one's coming out now. Quite a big one, this.
Like my dick.
Fuck's sake.
Now.
Sorry.
You wish.
Yeah, they shrink as you get older. So, has everyone wrapped them, by the way?
This one's got Joe's name on it.
Oh, is it me?
What? This is a fucking medical bag, this.
Man, just give it me in the medical bag.
Yeah, take the medical... Jeez, I can't even move if I'm weak.
Oh my God, I thought I wasn't recording that.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Can you imagine?
Are you recording?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Yeah!
Again, Joe, let me... When you get it out of the thing, I'm...
Joe.
Wait a second.
Joe.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Boss.
Oh.
It's two boxes.
Okay.
Right.
One I can see in.
Right.
And it's fuck eye sweets. Which is fucking boss for me.
Next one, yeah?
I think Miles got me on. I don't know, actually.
Oh, what, that's beautiful wrapping, that. This one says MK.
Goes by the name of MK.
It's quite go by the name of MK.
Quite Paul Smith, the way that's wrapped.
Yeah.
You can see it just there with, like...
I think you're going to be able to figure out who's just by the wrapping.
Now,
let's get them all out and then
No, we've already done it, right? But by the wrapping alone, it could either be Joe, Chaz, or Josh, you know. But then again, I don't know if Josh would... Mm. I can imagine you waking up going, shit, and just fucking...
No, I think Josh...
No,
I don't know.
I have no idea... It's a box.
Don't do that.
I don't know what it is. Next.
JD. It's obviously me, isn't it? Well, that's just Joe, so it has to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get... This has been...
Anxiously wrapped.
Anxious. It's in like a butty bag.
Oh, shit. We didn't take photos. Did you take a photo of Mike?
Oh, no.
Take a photo of me.
We're taking photos so we can put them up.
Why?
Shit photos.
To do a selfie.
Sport.
And then, obviously,
then the
final
one
in there
mine,
is... Thom. Mm. That is a yarn.
Hannah yarn.
Right, well, again, I would say this is either Charlie or Josh. I would say it's from.
Right.
Or potentially Joe.
How should we do? Should we open them one at once?
Yeah, well, let's go in order if we got the gifts received.
Okay, so it's Chase first.
Okay.
Chad.
Yeah, but are we going to admit who's his who's as we go? Or?
I
don't even know how Secret Santa works. I just.
Right,
I think
Charlie's open.
And then at the end of
it,
you see if you. Everyone thingy, then they'll guess. And then at the end, go, are we right or not right?
Oh, it's a washing machine.
So Charlie's opening his.
I thought he said a tenner.
Lovely wrapped.
B Square is the brand of the driver.
Ooh.
Is he trying to tell me something there?
Eh?
Forged titanium.
Help this then, Charles.
I don't think the wrap's the best, is it?
You might need a... Do we need a blade or something?
Yeah.
Pull. You push. Pull. R.I.P., man.
You know what? It's
nice and tightly wrapped.
Jesus
like my ass.
Christ.
You got it.
You got it.
Where's it from, then?
It's from...
A penny off. Oh, has it got the...
It's from Cash Converters. So it's a second-hand job.
Hey!
Do you know what? I'll be fucking using that.
That's fucking good.
That's all right, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll be using that.
Who do you think it's from?
I think it's from Joe.
Okay, then move on.
Right, move on.
Who got the next one?
You only have one guess at who you think it is. You can't fuck about too much.
I've got a box of sweets, which...
What kind of sweets?
Fizzy sweets.
Is it like an assortment of...
My fizz.
Oh, he's going straight into his gift.
My fizz.
He's fucking the candy shack.
Is that all it is? Or have you got more?
Fucking love sheet. And another. I can't wait here.
So what did you get for Christmas? Tooth decay. Miles, do you still go to 128 then, or?
Well, from Kendall Mint Cake.
I've been for a while.
Nice. Hey, that's good for your walking.
Fucking love that.
That's what it's designed for, isn't it?
That's fucking boss. Mm. I'm toying between. I just know from that it's you.
From who?
That's you trying not to be. I can just tell it's you straight.
What is it?
the name on it.
He tried to write
Joe,
it like.
But I just know it's Tom. Hey, straight up, I know that's you.
Fuck, it's all right, that Chaz, isn't it?
It's not.
It's all right. It's it. Good, that, yeah.
I think that's you 100%. So I'm saying Tom.
All right, who's next?
Oh, they're both from the Candy Shack. I don't know where the Candy Shack is.
Who's next?
Miles.
Me next, yep. Yeah. Right, so I'm currently opening.
Bowley.
Is that Rennie? I fucking, funnily enough.
I need
first of all, thank you, because I ran out. But funnily enough, I got a phone call with the doctor tomorrow. Phoned up. I was like, what do you want? I was like, well, I've had heartburn for 5 years. And I've had a look on the back of the Rennies, and it says after 7 weeks, contact your doctor. So seven days, contact your doctor. And they were like, right. Anyway, no one gives a shit. Rennie, very good. Who's got me this? Now, judged by the wrapping, either one of you two. I'm going to say Josh. I'm going to say Josh because I'm always asking about for Rennie. So.
Is it, won't we do it in order of where they came?
Yeah, so Josh is next. And then
I'm last, aren't I?
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, so I got two large packs. I've got...
Always asking, anyone got a Rennie?
Mm.
So
192 Rennies.
There you go.
Thank you.
You'll lose them.
Yeah. Right, let's open the sandwich bag. My initial thought was Tom. This.
Why? Because of the wrapping?
Yeah. I think this might be from Tom, but I don't know. Let's get stuck in. I have no idea what it's going to be.
Who's breathing down the mic? That you?
Yeah.
This is in two parts, I must add.
Like this podcast.
Nice.
What's that?
Foot warmers.
Yeah?
What?
And hand sanitizer. That is my scene.
Foot warmers?
foot warmers. What do you mean? A sock?
No, like... What's a foot? Like, something that...
Man,
read it.
Fucking...
It says 8 hours of heat. I think you, like, click it. It's like a handle above your feet.
Oh, mate.
I'm starting to think this might be Miles. I don't know, because... Whoever got me the hand sanitizer, that's really genuinely thoughtful because they know that I'm constantly sanitizing my hands. And what's in this random thing here?
Oh, fucking hell.
I think it's one of them like things that you use to like to not touch stuff.
What?
Oh, the femme things on Instagram that come up with like...
You might have just given your scent away.
No, you know what I've seen on, you know, on Instagram.
It's like a key, but so it's got like a, you can open doors.
We spoke about this on the podcast.
Can I have one of them? That's boss.
There's three of them, Josh, so two people can have one.
We spoke about this on the podcast because you said you used your key anyway. Because I said I brought them. That's why I said from Instagram.
That makes me think it might be you. Whoever, that's a genius gift.
That's class. That.
Well, whoever it is, thanks. That's brilliant. So now I can open doors and press buttons and stuff without using my actual hands, and then still wash my hands after having not touched anything.
And keep your feet warm.
Keep my feet warm at the same time. That is genius.
I think we've all done relatively well there.
Oh. We've not all done yet. Who are you saying then, Josh?
I want to say it's you, but if it's Tom, that's fucking genius. Because I just wouldn't imagine you... thinking to get one of these.
What are you saying then?
You know what, I'm going to stick with you.
Right, I'm going to open mine.
See?
So mine's quite nicely wrapped with that brown
shit.
What's it called? This again?
Yarn. Twine.
Twine.
Twine makes me think...
Twinings.
Joe, maybe. Twine. But who's going to... Right, this wrapping screams a bit of Joe and Sophia.
It's like a gingham. Is it gingham or is it a different pattern?
It's like a 70s kind of pattern.
Oh, if it's 70s then.
Looks circular.
Also, what does it say on top? T.
T with a full stop.
T-bone.
With a full stop.
I don't think Charlie would have done a full stop.
I like the way that's analysing the text.
Let's have a look what's inside. So these are... Folio.
It's just a box.
So I've got a mug.
A mug? Does it say anything on it?
Can't see.
Oh, I know what it was. It's what it'll be, one of them ones when you heat up, it reveals.
It's Charlie's face saying, "Are you having a brew?" What?
What? Let's see.
So you need to make a cup of tea in it.
You what?
It's a magic mug.
That's fucking this is class. Charlie. So Charlie, has to be Charlie. I would say.
Let's see.
Are you having a brew or what?
Right.
I can't stop. That's it.
That's class.
Yeah, so you need to put some
yeah, I see it. That's brilliant.
Ah, see, it reveals.
You know what? If you put your hands around it, it might warm it up.
Oh, does it?
It might do, yeah.
Is it Charlie's face?
You know, obviously, that.
So I think.
I'd boil the kettle and see if.
We can see it.
That's
we can
great.
See it.
I think it's Charlie. Right.
Let's go. First of all, is anyone right? And if they are, speak up.
This is definitely Charles. Right.
Yeah, that's Charles.
I was right.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom, did I get you right or wrong?
You got me right.
So Tom, Charlie got for Tom. He guessed correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you, Joe?
I guess right, Tom.
So Tom got
you
for Joe.
You guessed each other.
What's it? So Josh got me either, any?
Yeah.
Cheers, man.
Did you
man.
Say that?
Yeah, I said that, yeah.
So then Miles got the driver from CEX.
Cash converter, did you get me?
Yeah.
Fair play, man.
Good that, innit?
And
do you like it?
You give it away before he went, it's all right, isn't it?
I got you the medical gift,
yeah,
Josh.
Yeah. So, you know what? Yeah.
Not my realm, that, is it?
Fair play. But yeah, no, that.
I thought you were going to get it with the Kendall mint cake, because who else would know that you like Kendall mint cake? So it's an OG thing, though.
Yeah, that's very OG.
I made that photo, right? It was just in bed. I just made it like on my phone. And then I'd already processed the order, and then I took that one to put on it. But I thought, fuck this. I'm spending twice the amount. Yeah.
That was...
I thought you were going to get it as well, because I just didn't wrap it up. I just put it in a
bag.
That threw me.
Well, you see, though, I unwrapped Josh's, because I wrapped it all and thought, oh, this will give it away, my wrapping. So I unwrapped it and got some tissue paper, some new vestas I bought, and just wrapped
it
all
like
up.
It's like sandwich bag material.
And then because I thought, no offence, Miles, but I thought someone might think it's Miles.
Man, what were you thinking with the foot warmers?
Oh, mate, I'm not going to lie. I bought the little hook things, and no joke, they were £2 off Amazon.
Right.
So I need to up it a bit.
This is what I did with the thing. I got you the Kendall mint cake. She was like, that's a fiver. I was like, just get us another fiver worth of fizzy sweets.
Exactly. I was like, so then I went and got the big, I went to three different shops trying to get the largest hand sanitizer I could.
Thanks, man.
And then...
I'm really going to use
and
that.
And then I saw, when I was paying for it, I saw the foot warmers and I was like...
That is genius. It's so bizarre.
Yeah.
How bizarre?
They're
off Amazon, aren't they? Those books, yeah.
I thought you were going to get it as well. The name tag are the wedding placemats.
That's why I thought you clocked before.
I did. I thought, oh, he's got it. But then you said the right, and I was like, oh, it's my left hand.
I can just tell. I don't know why. I can just tell that you're writing. But yeah, that was fun.
I really
enjoyed
carefully wrapped yours, Miles. Did you notice
that? I thought that was Chaz.
I knew you and Chaz did the rapping. I knew.
Did you see that I made a band as well to go around the Rennies to keep them steady?
No.
All right. Oh.
Sorry, man. No, it was really good, really well.
That's
well
wrapped. That.
There we go. Everyone enjoy that?
Are you having a brew or what? Well, whose is the best one?
Best present.
I think this is pretty
good. I think the mug's good.
Because it's personalised. That's cool.
Mug's good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all good, I
Thanks,
think.
Thanks, guys.
I think foot warmers is good.
Yeah.
I'm going for my own there.
Them hooks are genius, to be fair.
You're going
to
play some golf.
Let's have some
anti-anxiety hooks.
I'm going to might have this next to me bed.
Josh, you know what
stupid,
makes me laugh?
Isn't it?
You know, one of them, or I think all of them, might, they've got like the squishy end to use someone else's phone.
Hang on a minute.
It's fucking shit, that, isn't it?
Hang on a minute. Let me think now.
That is late.
So when you bought this golf club in Cashcovers, did you have to get on the bus with this?
No. I was walking around Stockport with a golf club. I even joked to the guy in there.
What, as if you played golf?
Yeah, no. I told him. I was like, I'm doing a secret somewhere, this and that. And then, but the guy was like, you're going to look weird with that. And I was like, yeah. And then this other guy who was less than me, he was like, you should put a balloon at the bottom, a balloon next to it, one on the top looks like a cock. And like, no. and everyone who worked with him was like, bit like me, to be
Made
fair.
Made us laugh.
Oh, yeah. Fair play.
Good times.
That was fun. Yeah, Christmassy.
Right, should we go home?
Min, anyone got any stories happening this week or Do I go into a little?
I've got a negative YouTube comment of the week.
Let's do
Whoa, we didn't do it last week, and I fucking missed that theme tune.
Hit it. Can we get this Kendall Mint cake, aren't we, fucking gob? This is us at Reading.
Right. Which year?
This year.
Recent Reading, yeah.
2021. And it's the whole set, 43 minutes.
Is it? Has this been pirated?
Yeah, yeah, it's not official.
Bootlegged.
The official was Care For, just a clip, and then this has been bootlegged. It's had quite a few views, though, to be fair.
Sweet.
And Andy Field, 2 months ago, said... This band is so wet, they need ringing out before they go on stage.
What?
Figuratively like metaphorically speaking.
No, it was good weather, wasn't it?
I think he means we're just a bit wet, like, just doesn't like us.
Like, limp.
Let's do my favourite thing. Let's go on Andy Field.
I've screenshotted him.
Well, do you know what?
Bro,
it's
quite creative, though.
I don't understand. You only say someone's wet. What does that mean?
Wet
is, it, is it just that they're just
weak and don't really have like a backbone?
Nothing going for them.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
They lack a bit of oomph, that's what he probably means. But
fair enough, Andy. Cheers.
Yeah, each their own.
Maybe he's right.
Also,
there's a bit of space.
Loves camping.
Loves camping.
Right, there's another
anymore,
one.
Anymore.
Another one on the same video.
Same video, Christ.
Oh, nice. Boona Shooner.
Boona Shooner.
Loves a curry.
Oh Lord, it's worse than if you think this is real life. Look how happy they all look playing their own music. Sad face, sad face, sad face, sad face, sad face. Front man even leans on something. He's that bored, but he spelt bored as in put it on the board.
Owned.
Lame.
Well, this is my favourite one. I like these ones.
Oh, you got another?
Yeah. This you can kind of tell the kind of lad this guy is.
Yeah.
Not to be judgmental, but...
Yeah,
he's being judgmental. He's slagging us, isn't he? So I can.
Yeah, slagging off the boys.
Harry McPee said, Pee-pee. I think it's the same video again.
Fucking hell.
These are pants now, Tom's married. How good is that?
Fucking love that. It just makes
sense. These are pants now, Tom's married.
It makes no sense. Why?
I don't know, obviously, don't care for, does he?
Maybe he's gutted you're married.
He's a pants now, Tom's married.
Maybe he wanted you, Tom. And that's why he's, do you know what I mean? Now you're married, he doesn't have the same...
Now you've got a ring on it.
Yeah, he doesn't have the same, like, he doesn't have the same drive for you.
There you go. So that was a couple of negative YouTube comments.
Oh, I enjoyed that.
That was my favourite one, the last one.
Yeah, that was good in that. Oh,
nice
one. Really good.
Nice one, Harry McPee.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking genius.
Funny,
what a bit of bullshit.
Yes,
bullshit.
Chatting shit, mate.
Bullshit. Yeah.
A new format today. It's Christmas related.
Let's fucking have it.
Let's fucking have it. It's Christmas related, this one. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to read
Why?
Two
jokes.
Going to read two things, two statements, and you've got to pick which one is the truth.
All right. Okay.
Or do you want to pick which one's the bullshit?
Well, it doesn't.
I mean, you can guess between yourself.
All right.
Right, you ready? So the first one.
Sorry, one's true and one's bullshit.
Yep.
Okay.
Boxing Day is called Boxing Day because you used to box unwanted gifts up the day after Christmas.
Okay.
And the next one, you say Eve of something, referring to Adam and Eve, as Eve was created just before Adam. Christmas Eve, coming before Christmas, and you say...
That's not right.
Eve and evening.
That's not it.
I don't know that evening derives from Eve.
I think it's more likely.
What's the evening got to do with it?
I think, but hear me out. A lot of the Christmas, is Bible related, isn't
stupid.
It? Or is it not?
Just realised I've just been really dumb then.
A lot of Christmas shit is like Jesus related,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
He was born and. On Christmas Day.
Mary's boy child.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
Which would make me think that the Eve... Because when else... Christmas Eve, what else do you say? Christmas
the
Eve.
No, do you remember what I said? Jesus was born in February. It's like...
No, wait. Say your Adam and Eve thing again. That's wrong.
Adam and Eve.
It's bullshit.
Why is it called Eve?
because Adam, no, Eve was created before Adam.
She wasn't. Adam was created before Eve.
No, she wasn't. That
she was created from one of his ribs.
Do you mean
wow? Because no, I was watching Ricky Gervais' Animals last night, and he talks about it. Takes the piss, doesn't he?
Isn't that he's a reading the Bible. A different theory?
No, he's reading the Bible, and he says Adam was born because he's taking the piss, isn't he? And he's saying God can do anything and all that. And then he says he made Adam out of dust, and he's like just made him. And he said, and then he made Eve one of Adam's ribs. Or was it the other way round?
Hoisin Adam.
Or did he make Adam from a rib? It was Adam and Eve, innit?
He's stingy, isn't he?
It's bullshit because there's so many different variations.
Sorry, wait there. What? Which one's bullshit?
Eve. The Eve thing, because look at Romulus and Remus. They're not Adam and Eve.
So you're saying Boxing Day is true?
I'm swaying towards Boxing Day being true. And Eve are they
both
being bullshit.
No, I didn't say one's
true. Are they
true.
Both true?
Is one true and one bullshit?
You'll have to find out.
Oh, Krug, you can't do that.
Boxing Day is... I don't think that's true boxing. Either.
I don't.
I've heard a different story about Boxing Day.
I feel that's when you open your presents, isn't it?
No, you open your presents on Boxing Day.
Then it's true, then.
In Germany, they all open the Christmas presents on Christmas Eve. They have the dinner on Christmas Eve. They have carp, don't they?
What did they do on Christmas
Day? That might be Italy, actually.
Italia.
Have a wank.
Right, so should we...
Well, I don't know now. I realise I was being stupid... referring Eve and evening, they're two different things, but
right.
I don't know. I'm going to go with Boxing Day.
I think Boxing Day is true, and the other one's bullshit.
I think Boxing Day is bullshit, and the other one's true.
Right.
I was wrong last time.
I'm going to go Eve as bollocks, but Boxing Day.
True. Boxing Day true.
Yeah.
Oh.
What is it?
You are right, apart from Tom.
See?
Too gullible.
Wrong again.
The Eve thing, I was up last night at 2 o'clock, couldn't sleep, and just thought, why is it called Christmas Eve?
Why is
and
it called
it is the evening thing, Josh.
And it, fuck's sake.
I made
myself feel stupid
evening.
Now.
Wait, which one's right?
The Boxing Day
Boxing
one.
Day is right, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, Boxing Day is actually when rich people back in the day got gifts, and they... The gifts they didn't want, they used to box back up and give to the poor.
Wow. That's nice.
Yeah, that is nice. And that's why it's called Boxing Day. And yeah, Christmas Eve, I actually don't know why it's still called Christmas Eve. You just say the eve of something, don't you? The eve of destruction.
Yeah.
Yeah, All Hallows Eve. Eve.
Yeah, you say Eve. It's nothing to do with Adam and Eve. I think Adam was created first.
Very interesting, very interesting.
Made you doubt yourself, didn't I?
Stories.
Yeah. There you go, there's my bullshit.
Good that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Miles, you gotta give us a fag.
Give me a fag. So as you can tell, I'm really prepared for.
I love how this segment is. It's just Miles on Google.
Yeah. But he doesn't do any. I don't. He knows he's doing it. We know he's doing the podcast. He still doesn't do any.
This is the guy. Dog shit, Shemo.
Yeah, it's genius. Yeah, genius.
It takes a week to make a jelly bean.
Any more info? They just fucking.
He's just
words,
reading
aren't
it.
They?
Yeah, he's not.
A week to make a jelly bean.
Yeah, yeah.
You think it'd take quite a process?
Be quicker than that, wouldn't you?
So, I mean, the ads are. You've never thought too hard about how jelly beans are made. I mean, after all, they're such small.
Just reading.
Nah, it just takes a while.
Maybe it's like a fermentation process or something.
Could someone pass me the Fox's Fabulous? Selection box,
maybe, maybe it's the hardening process.
Oh yeah, it could be.
Would anyone else like one?
No, I'm alright, thanks.
Here's an interesting one. Wasps attack you when they're pissed. So, I mean, to be honest, I mean, I think people attack each other more when they're pissed as well.
Yeah, you are right.
So,
what do they get pissed on?
Well, no, did they like, you know, wasps like cider and that, don't they? Like, you know, like sweet drinks. No. The amount of times I've had a beer or, you know, at a festival and there's like a wasp and shit. Fizzy drink, syrupy.
Wasp like cider.
So
I'm not a big fan of cider.
So yeah, basically, they actually do, you know, get pissed and that. And that when they do, they get pissed off and they sting you and it hurts. Then you get pissed off. So don't get pissed.
Never get pissed up with a wasp. Is what we're all
exactly,
saying.
Exactly.
Get it a kebab.
There's a horse in my Pennine suite.
One more to round it up, Miles.
Yeah, ketchup was sold as medicine. So back in the day, I mean, we're talking a while back anyway. What's that clicking?
Don't know.
One, two. I think it's your mic.
So back in the day, you know, there was a lot, there's a lot of things, but, you know, things were used for other things, weren't they? Tomatoes, you know, tomatoes are tomatoes, but in 1834, they made ketchup and they used it to cure diarrhea, indigestion, because it has lots of vitamins and antioxidants. There you go.
I don't understand using the same medicine for diarrhea and indigestion.
It's just saying, so, you know, you get your vitamins through fruit, so it, or veg, so it's a condensed form of that, isn't it? You're not going to go to the doctors in 1830-odd, are you?
I don't like, I'm saying it now, I don't like ketchup, do I?
I don't like ketchup.
It's too sweet. I feel like it's...
Yeah, I do like it. I don't have shitloads of it.
Do you remember how much...
Mackie's chips ketchup.
Do you remember how much ketchup Tom used to put on his chips?
But microdosing.
He used to just like...
It was tiny.
He used to just like...
Minute.
Well, literally dab it, like the smallest bit.
Yeah, I mean...
You were a sauce phobe, weren't you, back in the day? Yeah. Not anymore.
Do you know what's a sacrilege? When people put tomato sauce in a bolognese.
Excuse me? In a what?
In a bolognese.
The accent. That's,
yeah, it was for dramatic effect, yeah. Wasn't it?
You know what? Ian Donovan sometimes puts a little bit in his curry.
I can get on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I know what you mean. But you see,
Harry Foster's number one culprit for that.
When I'm making a bolo, I don't understand how people just use a jar.
What do you mean?
How easy it is to make, like, the sauce and stuff, a bolo.
Oh, you mean like the pre-made bolo sauce? Yeah, bit of tomato.
You can do it yourself.
You know, this and that.
So, yeah, there we go. That was your... That was some facts. Miles?
What's everyone's Christmas plans then? Christmas Day? What we were saying, me and Joe's having it at mine. Mm-hmm. I'll be cooking with Joe's father, my father-in-law, Ian Donovan.
Yeah, I think I'm going to... You
I'm
know.
Gonna go Pimlots after this actually, and ask about one of their turkeys.
Cheddle.
Chaz,
I'm going to my nana's. Bit of a tradition with me.
Where we shot Cut Me Now Bleed.
Correct.
Yeah.
Top of the farm.
See Grandad John.
Nice.
Yeah. Gonna be a swell affair.
How many of you?
It's usually about 20 of us, isn't it? Something like that.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Great.
Hopefully, it can still happen.
Who cooks? Is your nana cook?
Oh, is it a joint effort,
it's usually my nana and the sisters, the aunties and all.
Is
that
nana, nana's head chef, sous chef, Zoe? Yeah.
Do you know who's a really, really good chef? Our kid. George.
George, really?
Absolutely fantastic, yeah. Ooh, really, nice. Really good.
What's his signature dish?
He's better at desserts, I must admit, but he can do a lot of savoury
pastry
things.
Chef.
Mm. Interesting.
Squish?
What, Christmas plans?
Wait.
Don't know, nothing out of the ordinary, to be honest. Just family and that. Yeah. It might just be low key, to be honest.
Yeah.
Be nice to see me ground if I can. Yeah. And
come out for a pint if you want at some point.
I think I'm going to have to.
Might order some. Should I order some? Oh,
fucking get the keg on. Danger.
Yeah. Miles?
Keg voltage.
Yeah, I think we're having it at Emily's brother's house this year.
They've just had a
baby, so they can't...
With child.
They can take him everywhere, but he goes to sleep at like 4 and stuff, so it's like, it's easiest having it is. Yeah. Baby upstairs.
Everyone does on Christmas Day, don't they?
For yeah, that's it.
Do you know what?
On the couch.
Sophia's going to her sister's this year. They've got small kids, like two small lads, so I'm pretty jealous of that, to be honest, because it's nice, you know, we're spending Christmas with like young family.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
Chris is about, innit? You know what I mean? Like them getting dead excited and stuff like that.
I'm going to prep all the stuff. The night before, nice. Day before,
yeah,
yeah,
get it all in. Then on the day, less to worry about.
Yeah, just get it in, get it on.
So, does anyone still get that Christmas feeling? Because I do. You know, when it's Christmas Day, would you not?
No, not at
really.
All.
I do. Christmas Eve, I used to like it as much. Sometimes
it's almost as though it's like, you know, because everyone else is at home and there's no cars on the road. Well, I mean, if there is, they're all fucking pissed
up.
You know, to
be honest, I'm lying. It's just this year. It ain't. No, for me, maybe next year.
I like, as I know, there's...
It still feels like a special day.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I, you know,
there's a nice vibe. It's like...
You get dressed up.
You
start drinking at like 12 o'clock. It's bomb.
Yeah, I loved our Christmas too.
I get a suit on for Christmas.
Do you?
We usually go to the pub for an hour on Christmas Day.
Yeah. I never used to drink on Christmas Day up until recently. And actually last year, I got too pissed. I had like, you know, you're like too unsociably.
Yeah. You were sending me videos. Yeah, but, you were in the toilet.
Well, you got to remember, because it was so, nothing was open. There's no pubs open. Lockdown was.
Yeah, it was bad. It was,
I mean, they fucking shut down the South. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, I want to enjoy Christmas. I had about, and his dad kept giving me glass after glass of wine. I was just necking it. And I was just, you know, like breaking glasses on the table, fumbling about. It's not good, to be fair.
I always got my Auntie Jill's on Christmas Day. Yeah, in the evening.
Oh, you do, your, don't you?
So she's born on Christmas Day.
Right. It's a birthday, isn't it? So.
Yeah, so she had, we have a day.
We have a party.
So, yeah.
It's nice,
though,
isn't
it? That's
the plans. It is nice. We had a good Christmas work, dude, didn't we, the other week?
We did.
We did.
That was a lot of fun. That.
If anyone's after a nice restaurant in town, Habas, that's where we went.
Lebanese tapas type stuff.
Really nice.
Really good.
Got some daft questions.
There we go.
Tom's Games.
Right.
Who are you asking to? All of us, or are you picking?
All of you.
Go on.
Right, let's do that. What is something that everyone looks stupid doing?
I've already heard this.
Have you had that?
No. I said it to you once.
Having a shit. Wiping your ass.
Wiping your ass came
yeah.
up.
Right, let me find.
I said drinking through a straw. Have said this before.
Yeah, I'll find different ones. If animals could talk, which would be the rudest?
Cats, 100%.
Yeah, they're sassy, aren't they?
Yeah, cats.
Does that mean rude as in like rude, or do you mean like...
Oh, as in like...
Dirty.
Fuck off your... Oh!
Well, I don't know, interpret it the way you want.
Shaggy. Crude.
Yeah, they're quite... What would be the most...
Don't maybe a cat
what,
again.
What would be the rude... Yeah,
promiscuous cats. Have you seen the way they lick like the bits?
That's just cleaning.
Well, overall, we're saying cats.
I'm saying, I'm not actually physically attracted to cats.
Cats, yeah.
Miles,
let's go a bit more jungle on this. I'm sure there's because there's more animals than dogs and cats in the world. Isn't there? Let's have a proper fucking think. Nah, go on. Go on. Can't be
no, honest. No, you've got to say it now.
So, what was the question? Dirty.
No, if animals could talk, which would be the rudest?
All right. I don't know if polar bears are sound.
That's again in the title.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, they're pretty fucking. I reckon they'd be quite sad, actually. Not much ice, is they?
Not anymore.
They just blame us. I'm chatting shit.
I think, like, pigeons would be pretty rude.
Well, it depends. Street pigeons. You know what
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, fuck off. They're always getting about.
Madagascar. Think of Madagascar.
The Merseyway pigeon is rude. Yeah.
Madagascar, the movie. He was a dickhead in that.
The little fucking.
Little shits.
The little black and white koala looking thing. What
is that, a lemur?
Lemurs are annoying, aren't they? I don't know.
Toilet paper. Over or under?
Over.
Oh, over.
Wait, what?
What does it mean?
I'm confused.
When
you put toilet bowl on the dispenser.
Yeah. Over, yeah.
Over or under?
Over, what definitely. What do
you mean? So, you know when you put the toilet bowl on the dispenser?
Yeah, you just put it on.
Yeah, but do you have it where the paper falls over the top of it or it's under?
There's no, just whatever it is at the time.
Have you never noticed?
I've never noticed
the difference.
Well, there we go, that is the difference. I think over.
Yeah, I reckon over.
Because you can...
It's easier, I suppose, to get it off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Push it down.
Well, the tear may end up at the back. The back.
The tear may end up at the back.
Yeah, never. So when you put a toilit roll on, do you always think about it?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell, never. I just put it on.
Anymore? I said, well, I suppose you've found...
I love how that's blown your head.
This is...
Wrote 2 number one albums. You've got bigger things to worry about, haven't you, T?
Yeah. His dick. Go on.
What would be the absolute worst name you could give your child?
These weird names you can give... Like, you want a Zap.
Zap Kellogg is cool.
Zap Kellogg.
What's Elon Musk's kids called? Like X or something, isn't it?
Well, like an equation, isn't it?
I think, is it?
It's too far, that.
Swat Kellogg.
It does sound good, though, doesn't it?
Nah, I don't know.
Swat Kellogg.
I think you can only go so weird.
Swat Kellogg Flanagan.
What do you reckon? Can you call your kid Wallpaper?
Well, suppose you,
Wallpaper. Yeah. Wallpaper.
Someone called the kid like Apple.
Yeah, it's Chris Martin's.
Wasn't
that Blanket?
It's quite new wave Apple.
Blanket? I suppose you could like say you could name your kid anything, but yeah, I sort of get on that. Would you really want to?
There's no kids called Twat.
Like, school's fucking hard enough and harsh enough as it is. Do you know what I mean? If you're going in fucking called Apple, do you know what I mean?
I feel like there's a lot more.
I feel like he could turn around and go, my dad's Chris Martin, so sure.
Well, that's it.
He's probably in school with a lot of other alternatively named
children. You can get away with it.
Apples and pears.
He's not the only...
You're more susceptible to bullying by your surname, aren't you?
But that, is that because when we, everyone in our era maybe was just called normal names, do you know what I mean?
There's a lot more weird names these days.
We knew a girl and her second name was Highcock.
Yeah, my cock.
Oh, my cock. They were, you know what I mean? They, that was always unfortunate, wasn't it? They've changed the name now to Heiko.
Ah, is that
because
why?
Because of that reason, yeah.
That's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sad that you'd have to do that. Well, Tommy changed his name by Deepole.
Oh, I remember, yeah.
To Tommy?
Yeah, from Thomas to Tommy. 50 quid.
50 quid, a sound
he
like
that. He always says, I have a child's name.
Well, you see, do you think... Oh, wait. Do you think they charge you more to change it? Like, you know, because Thomas and Tommy, similar.
Do you reckon
it's someone's job to sit there and go, 50 quid that? But if I was like, I want to be called Dave, they'd be like, you're called Joe now. That's 100 quid that.
Nah, I reckon it's a flat fee.
Do you reckon it's a flat fee?
I reckon there might be a surcharge if you if you change your mind and go, actually, can I change it back? They're like, it's going to be 75 that.
If you were to change your name, Miles, what would you change it to?
I've always James. Remember?
Oh yeah, on holiday.
No, but you still. What would you change to now?
I don't know. I quite. It's become me. This, hasn't it? This kind of unique-ish name because no one's really called Miles.
Especially
with a Y.
Not with a Y.
No, no one.
Would you change the Y?
No.
Are you embracing your?
I'm embracing my me.
Embrace the strange.
So, I think we are who we are, and I think it takes a bit of time to become at one with yourself.
Would you change your name?
Nah.
Chaz? Yeah. Well, you're actually Charles, aren't you?
Yeah, there's variations of mine. I quite like it.
But would you keep, because on your like, passport it says Charles?
No, I quite
it?
Like that.
Posh.
I'm Thomas, aren't I?
Yeah, I'm Joseph.
Yeah, well, I'm Joseph.
If I'm writing a formal email to someone, I'll sign it off with Charles.
Charles, nice, wait, nice.
Your four names are quite biblical.
Yeah.
Joseph, yeah, they are.
Thomas,
yeah,
Thomas cool. And Joshua. Miles.
The Miles.
Miles.
Hello. Yeah.
Josh, would you change yours?
Fucking hell.
Joshua John's so religious, isn't it?
Yeah. Joseph John.
Yeah. No, I don't
Thomas
think I
Philip.
Would.
Quite textography, isn't it?
Thomas Philip, you know, screwdriver.
Glad.
No, I wouldn't change my name. The thing is, there were a lot of Josh's named around when I was, because it was a very popular name in the late 90s.
Yeah. You know what? I had like a really boring one to do with house renovations. Then. So getting the lights changed in the kitchen. You're getting the kitchen painted at the moment. I started painting the house and I fucking hate painting.
Yeah.
And I reckon I'm a bit shit. I mean, that's, I'm putting myself down there.
I've seen the photos of your house. Your painting's good.
Yeah, no, it's good. But I'm like a bit OCD. You don't want to start doing it.
Yeah.
And like I said before, it's hard for me to sort of concentrate on one thing anyway. So I sort of have to like flick in between the stuff. But it takes me fucking ages and I have to get it like perfect because it really does my head in and I can't sleep and stuff. Insane, I know.
Yeah.
So this time I was like, a decorator came around, he was like, you know, in the kitchen where it's like cutting in loads in it around all the cabinets and stuff. So I was like, I can't fucking be arsed doing that because I know it'll take me fucking weeks. So anyway, this guy's coming in, starting it, and we're getting the lights at the same time. And the decorator finished yesterday, but he was like, I'm just going to come back tomorrow. For an hour, just in case there's anything, little bits have missed, you know what I mean? See it in the light, because he finished with his darkest today. And just, you know, just see if anyone just needs a quick recoat, blah, 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 all that. So I was like, boss, yeah. And the lighting guy rang up this morning and was like, oh, your lights have been rewired because Fia got these vintage lights.
Yeah.
And I can fit them today for you. So I was like, fucking hell, mint. Because normally he's like a bit of a, we thought it was going to be after Christmas. Anyway, he comes, puts the new lights up, and he's took the old rose down. And that rose is bigger.
The old rose is?
The old rose. So he's put the new lights in. There's a fucking ring right round it. It's unpainted. Literally. As soon as he put them up, the decorator walks in going, I'm here to touch up things.
I was like, fucking get in.
I was like,
sweet.
Butterfly effect. Like, you know, when the world aligns.
Yeah.
I like that. I was like, that's a good fucking one. Get it. Good that's something that all the kitchen would have been done apart from these fucking rings around the lights. I was like, fuck's sake. He walked in. I was like, ah, get in.
My man.
Do you know what that is? That's been 30.
He's also a barber, isn't he? Your decorator.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Yeah.
Barber, my man.
Fades and paint.
Fades. Good, good. That, yeah, no, you know, it's done a good job. I hate decorating though. Proper,
it's
proper
just,
painting.
It's, yeah, I think, it just takes ages, doesn't
it? I love the after.
Well, yeah.
It's the doing it. You're going to be in that hell soon, aren't you, Charles?
Yeah, but my dad's cousin's a decorator, so I'm just going to get him to do it. Yeah. Everything.
Fair enough.
Not
fair
hard, enough, is it? Fair enough.
It's not hard, is it?
All the rubbing down, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're always rubbing down.
I know, yeah. So, yeah, have a fucking dead nice Christmas.
Everybody, yeah.
We'll probably see you in the new year sometime. Mm-hmm. We'll probably bring it back. Miles will hate us, but we'll do it.
At some point.
We'll do it. I mean, what else is to say? We've got some stuff happening next year. Aren't
I
we?
Mean,
it's exciting.
Hey, I tell you what, next year's a new year, and hopefully it's going to get better.
Better than this year, hopefully. Yeah.
Look after yourselves. Yep. Nice. Fucking hell. Stereo. Look after yourselves. Stay safe. Fucking love ya.
Bye.
Up the blues. Bye.
Merry Christmas. See you all the best. See you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.